Welcome back to No More Podcasts. I'm Bailey.
I'm Lizzie.
Ash and Finnegan are here. They're actually being quiet for once, shockingly.
Well, why are you gonna jinx it like that?
Yeah, that probably was my fault. I also gave Ash a little bit of melatonin.
Ah, oh, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
But today, we're gonna talk about, it's a really small episode, would you, could you, on a train? It's a conspiracy theory.
Hell yeah.
Yep. So Green Eggs and Ham is a popular Dr. Seuss book that everyone has probably heard of. But if you don't remember the line, Green Eggs and Ham is a popular Dr. Seuss book that everyone has heard of. But do you remember the line, would you, could you, on a train? I personally don't, but believe it or not, there's a conspiracy theory that runs with it. The Seuss story itself. On September 29th, 2016, the Passaic Valley Line train 1614 left the Spring Valley Station at New York's at 7:23 a.m., intending to arrive at Hoboken at 8:45 a.m. The driver of the train had undiagnosed sleep apnea and fell asleep at the front. Witnesses at Hoboken Station saw the plane plow through the bumper block and the rail concourse, eventually coming to a stop at the wall right in front of the waiting area of the station. The accident caused portions of the station's roof and walls to collapse. Major structural damage to both the station and the train was reported. 114 people were injured in the accident. Many were passengers on the train and some pedestrians standing on the platform. There was only one death, a 34-year-old attorney named Fabiola Bittar de Croom. So that's terrible in itself. But what makes this story so weird was what happened the night before. Thank you, my breath. On September 28th, at around 6:17 p.m. in New York, a hazardous materials warning was accidentally issued on WKTV, as well as many other areas.
Bro.
Yeah. The message read, "Civil authorities have issued a hazardous materials warning for the United States, effective until September 29th, 2:16 a.m. EDT. Would you, could you, on a train. Wait for further instructions." Kind of odd, right? Like, almost a warning for something, maybe? Later that day, WKTV issued an apology stating that it was a technical error that broadcasted this alert. If this was a normal alert and it got accidentally sent out, I will understand that. But the would you, could you on a train, why would that be in a hazardous waste alert?
Yeah, that's weird. Mm-hmm. That's suspicious.
That's peculiar. FEMA claims that a software engineer was running tests on their system and accidentally sent out a live emergency broadcast rather than a test one. Once again, why would that sentence be in the system? But it gets more confusing. WKTV said that it wasn't FEMA that sent out that message, but that their test alert system had been hacked, and they were trying to figure out where it had come from. WKTV said, FEMA replied that they did not send this out. They will launch a full investigation into how their codes were hacked. WKTV seems to be the only target of this hack. For now, we have disabled the codes in our decoder that triggered this alert. If there's a real national alert, we will still receive it from the local radio stations we are assigned to monitor. WKTV will cooperate fully with FEMA, providing information about our hardware, software, and internet access, and we will provide log files into our devices. This information will be helpful to FEMA to track down the sources of this hack. We're in contact with the NYS Broadcasters Association and FEMA. What are your thoughts on everything? That is literally it.
That's really crazy. But for some reason, when you were saying, like, oh, there was possibly a hack, I'm like, who on earth would hack that? And then I thought, Dr. Seuss. Because when did
Dr. Seuss would hack?
Because then I was like, when did Dr. Seuss die? Turned out he died in 1999.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Because for some reason, I thought he died, like, recently. Like, not recently, like, in 2020.
Closer.
Like, almost like 2014-ish or 2016-ish. And that's why I was kind of like, I was like, that's weird. Because I don't know. I have a distinct, like, remembrance of, like, something regarding Dr. Seuss in, like, 2016.
Well, I mean, it came out that he was anti-Semitic.
Oh, you know, that's probably it. See, I hadn't heard, at the time, I didn't really, honestly, 2016, I had a lot of things going on in my life, which I will not.
That was a bad year for everybody.
It was a really bad year for everybody, and me in particular, but I won't go into that. Let's just say this. Fire and two deaths in the family. I'll just keep it short. Yeah, it wasn't a good time. And, so for some reason my brain's like, oh, I haven't heard about Dr. Seuss since, like, elementary school. did he die? Because I really didn't, like, pay much attention, honestly. I just thought, oh, he died. That's sad. And then, no, that's not the case. Anyways.
Well, do you think someone was hacking it and then they caused the, like, was it a warning to prevent all of the trains from going out? Like, maybe they saw the future and they're like, hey, I can't get this out. But what if I send this little brief coded message to maybe scare people into causing all the trains to stop?
Yeah, maybe.
But it's really odd. It's definitely, I can definitely see why a conspiracy theory would run through it, and I wish we knew more.
Yeah, because this is odd, but it's really cool though.
That's literally it for this episode.
Yeah,
really short.
Very short and sweet.
What are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's a conspiracy theory? Do you think it should be a theory? Do you think there's more to it, or is it just some weird circumstance?
Well, you know, this kind of reminds me of sounds kind of off topic, but also kind of similar. So, you know, I can't remember what year this was, but like Jim Carrey, he was like in Hawaii, I think, and there was like this alert thing saying that there was like a bomb coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went, all right, this is it. This is how I go. And I think he, like, caught a hold of family. And then he just kind of sat there and waited for his fate. And it's just kind of, I don't know, it's just, like, that kind of reminded me of it. Because it's like, oh, it was a hack. Or, oh, it was, like, a accident thing. We were just doing a test. We didn't really mean it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like, something like that just kind of reminded me of that, like, little story there.
Huh. That is weird. Like, it's just weird things like that happen.
Because it's, like, weird. Because, you know, hacks happen all the time, and so do like accidental like releases when it's supposed to be like about something that isn't actually happening. They're just running a test.
Yeah, but the fact that it said could you on a train, then a day later a train is crashed.
Yeah, it's just very odd. It's I don't know. It's just crazy.
Yeah. What are y'all's thoughts? Let us know on Facebook and Instagram at No More Podcasts, and anywhere you can leave reviews. We'd love to hear about it, even if it's. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Bailey.
I'm Lizzie.
Don't forget to tip your tour guides or could you on a train?
Or could you eat some egg, green eggs, and ham?
Could you in the rain?
Would you in the box?
Would you with some socks?
Would you with a fox?
Would you let's end the podcast.
Let's end this podcast.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.